the gentleman we have in studio. I'm not sure if he's the lucky one or if he drew the short straw or what the case may be. We've got Dwayne Hawkins here in studio with us. Dwayne, thank you so much for joining us here in studio. Before we get going, first and foremost, congratulations on being inducted.
Man, thanks for having me. I mean, I appreciate it. You know, honestly, I still don't believe it, but, you know, I finally made it.
Well, let's go back to the experience when you were told that you were going to be inducted. Everybody's got an interesting story and a different story as to where they were when they found out about it, who they found out from, and the initial reaction, the emotions that you're kind of going through when you hear about it. Take us through that whole experience, beginning with where you were when you got that phone call.
Okay, it was a Monday night, and I was laying on my couch watching a rerun of This Is Us on my DVR. Yeah, great show. So it's about 8:30 at night, and I get this call on my phone. It's from a number that I don't recognize. So normally, especially at 8:30 at night, I didn't recognize the number, so I just let it go to voicemail. And then like 20 seconds later, the same person called again. I let it go to voicemail. So he was Dominic Piazza from the from the Hall of Fame committee. He called me about six times within a half an hour. So.
And you told him, leave me alone, I'm watching This Is Us.
No, about the sixth time when he called me, I finally picked up the phone. I said, who is this? He said, Dwayne? I said, yes. He was like, congratulations. At this point, I'm thinking he's going to say, you know, congratulations, you want a new car, you want some money that.
Free cruise or something.
Yeah. So at this point in time, you know, he's like, explained who he was. He said he was from the Hall of Fame committee. He said, I've been inducted into the 2018 class, and my heart just dropped. I'm like, I felt like the biggest fool. I'm like, oh, my goodness. But the reason he called so much, you know, he wanted to let me know before, you know, it hit the paper and hit the internet the next day. So I'm happy he did.
Sure, dudes like that too. It seems like you don't really want to leave a message on something like that too. You want to hear the reaction, yeah.
Right.
That's cool.
No, I think that's interesting. So you picked up the phone, and initially you're pretty mad thinking, who is this calling me 25 times in a half hour? I'm trying to watch TV. But, I mean, this is obviously such a cool honor, so awesome. And, I mean, you know, for those that did not have the chance to follow your career at Elyria West, you were a standout in football and in track. When you have a chance to take a look back at your high school days, what were some of your favorite or your fondest memories, both running track and playing football?
Running track and playing football, you know, back in 1992, I was a sophomore. And we qualified for the state playoffs, and we was the first public school from the city of Elyria to qualify for the playoffs. So I actually scored the very first touchdown in the history of public schools in the city of Elyria. But my senior year in track, we won a state championship in a 4x1, and that is a feeling that I can't even describe. So that's one of the top feelings I've ever felt in my life. So just playing football, being on two undefeated teams, and winning a state championship in a 4x1 are the highlights of my career.
Did you have a preference when it came to track and football, which one you wanted to do, or just depending on the seasons, you were ready to go for whatever?
I'm a football guy. Sure. I'm still a football guy today. You know, if there's a game on tonight, I'm going to watch it.
Nice.
But, you know, I'm a football guy. But, you know, I ran track too, you know, because I was an athlete and I was athletic. But, you know, I'm a football guy.
Sure. I can completely understand that. What was it about the game of football that drew you to it?
The teamwork, the camaraderie, I just love football. It's just the team aspect of it, you know. You know, I started playing football probably when I was probably like in the fifth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And then I played it, you know, throughout high school. So I had a lot of years playing and a lot of experience with it. So I just love football. Plus, you know, I'm the biggest Cleveland Browns fan that probably around here. So, I mean, I grew up with, you know, Bernie Kosar and Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack. So I know about the drive and the fumble and all that stuff. But, you know, I just love football. I still follow it today. You know, I follow the NFL, college, and high school around here.
Mm-hmm.
Dwayne Hawkins is being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame in a couple of weeks, and he's joining us here in studio on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We're going to get into what you're up to these days, and I want to go back to your high school playing days, too, because you were telling me just a few minutes ago about the whole recruiting process, and you threw some very impressive names at me. When you were a sophomore, you had such an incredible year. You had so many different college coaches reaching out to you and actively recruiting you, and obviously the recruiting game has changed so much over the last 20 years. But tell us what that process was like, the whole recruiting process 20 years ago.
Overwhelming. Overwhelming. Just imagine being a junior in high school and getting letters from Gary Moeller and Steve Spurrier and what was the coach from Ohio State? John Cooper and Tom Osborne from Nebraska. It was overwhelming. It was really overwhelming. I pretty much got letters from pretty much every college in the country, and it was overwhelming. I don't know any other word that I can say it, but it was definitely humbling.
And you know, this is something I know you'll mention at the Hall of Fame also, but there were some things that went down, an injury that you sustained that really prevented you from getting essentially where you wanted to go. You still played extraordinarily well, and you ended up going on to Youngstown State, but the injury, if we could focus on that for just a second, and how you kind of used that experience and how that affected you when you applied that when you instruct the youth of today, just give us an idea as to how all that went down and how that's actually helped you in present day.
Well, what I do now is, you know, I try to talk to as many youth as I can, you know, high school, middle school, elementary, all the athletes today, you know, to just try to let them know that, you know, to get their education, because you never know when an injury could affect the rest of your life. You know, I'm living proof of that, you know. I mean, like I said, I mean, I heard from pretty much every college in the country, and then I got injured on the football field, and I was never the same. But, you know, I was able to still, even though I wasn't able to live out my dreams and, you know, with my athletic career, you know, I was still able to graduate college and, you know, and be a successful man like that. And I just try to speak to as many youth as I can to tell them and just get your education, because they can never take that away from you.
And I think, you know, certainly taking advantage of the opportunity when you get a chance to go get a wonderful education, you certainly, I think, realize, too, that as wonderful as that gift is, as you mentioned, you know, being a great athlete, being able to play football at a very high level, being actively pursued by so many big-name college coaches, you think at some point along the way there, too, part of the message also is to enjoy the gift while you've got it?
Exactly. You have to enjoy the gift while you have it, because you can't say it any better than that, because at any instant it could be over. At any instant it could be over with. So you have to live life to the fullest, because you never know when a life-altering event will happen.
Yeah, no question about that. Again, we're talking with Dwayne Hawkins. He's being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame in just a couple of weeks. He joins us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. You had mentioned earlier, you know, that scoring that first touchdown in that playoff game, you played on some really good teams. If I'm not mistaken, you guys posted a record of 30-2 in your three varsity seasons. Just absolutely incredible. What was it that made those Wolverine teams so good?
Well, Elyria West had a superior weight program, so we were bigger and stronger than everybody. And during my year, like you said, you know, we went 30-2. So we had two undefeated seasons. So we went undefeated for 2 years, never lost a game in the conference my entire varsity career. My sophomore year, we had a lot of seniors. You know, I was probably the youngest person in the group. So I'll say chemistry is a big thing that is a reason why we were so successful, because, you know, playing together through middle school, up through high school, you know, those 6-7 years playing together, the chemistry. So just the chemistry, the camaraderie, and the teamwork. And that's why we were so successful.
Dwayne, you mentioned the teamwork's one of the reasons that you enjoy the game of football so much, the chemistry, everything that goes along with it. as everybody knows, Elyria West is no longer a high school. It's now with Elyria.
Mm-hmm.
What's it mean to be able to be one of the last Wolverines that's going to be inducted here into the Hall of Fame? And not only are you representing yourself in there, but when people look at that jersey, they'll think of those teams.
Exactly. You know, I graduated in 1995, and the school closed in 1996. So, wow, I've never even thought about it like that. But that's one of the reasons the Elyria West committee got together, because they wanted to get more Elyria West athletes into the Hall of Fame. So hopefully, with myself, there can be more athletes that's going to be inducted in the next couple of years.
Is it strange for you to look back at, to see that there's no more Elyria West, and it's all just kind of condensed into one high school now?
Elyria West still exists to me.
Okay, all right.
I drive past there sometime, and I know it's the administration building or kindergarten village or whatever they call it now, but, you know, Elyria West still lives in the hearts of a lot of people on the west side, and even though it's not there physically, Elyria West will live forever.
I think that's one of the great things about Elyria West, that we work with a mm-hmm. former Wolverine as well. Is, I mean, the pride mm-hmm. that people have in mm-hmm. that school is second to none.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I still have a lot of apparel, clothing I still wear to this day that has West pride on it, and I wear it with pride, too.
Nice.
Well, you were a defensive back, and you were a tailback.
Yes.
And, you know, as a two-way player, I'm sure, you know, there's a lot of fun aspects of both sides of that. Did you have a preference to be a DB or a tailback?
Ooh. I love them both. Like I say, you know, I grew up watching Ernest Biner and Kevin Mack, but one of my favorite defensive players was Deion Sanders.
Okay, prime time, right?
Yeah. Prime time.
That was back in the heyday of prime time.
Oh yeah, when he was with the Atlanta Falcons, when he first got into the NFL. So yeah, so I really enjoyed them both. You know, if you gave me the ball, you know, I either ran past you or ran you over, and when I was playing defense, you know, I tried to run you over too when I tackled you. So I mean, I enjoyed both of them.
True. Were you safety or cornerback?
Corner. I was corner.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when you were recruited by Jim Tressel at Youngstown State, did he recruit you as a tailback or a defensive back?
When I got there, I was a tailback. Yeah.
You ever look back at that and wish you could have played defense?
I think if I would have never got injured, I think I'd have eventually been on the defensive side of the ball. Yeah.
Why do you see it that way, just out of curiosity?
Just my size and my speed. I just think that I would have been like a cornerback or a strong safety. No, probably a strong safety.
Okay. So as a strong safety, it's weird too, because now when you look at a defensive back, that's all changed a lot in the last 20 years. Now you mm-hmm. see this evolution of that linebacker safety hybrid. I think they call them rovers or bandits. There's so many mm-hmm. different names for them now.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. Over the last two decades, that's changed so much.
It's a different world now. It is a different world. Football has changed so much now. When I was in high school, you know, everybody ran the ball all the time. You had your eye formation. The quarterback was under the center. Now the cornerbacks in shotgun, and there's five wide receivers, and you need four and five cornerbacks. It's just a different world out there now.
That's
so
the truth.
So even the linebackers have to cover. They just can't stand back there and tackle the running back, because they have to be able to cover the backs out the backfield. They have to know how to cover the tight ends and the receivers. It's just a different ball game now.
It really is. I mean, the evolution of the game is, I mean, you talk about that transition from high school to college. I mean, it's mm-hmm. almost what the game's become, is you have these college systems
mm-hmm.
in place, maybe a little easier than the, mm-hmm. the bigger college systems, but mm-hmm. I mean, the kids almost essentially have to it's almost like another class. You're learning mm-hmm. everything that goes into
mm-hmm.
it.
There's a big reason why a lot of these collegiate quarterbacks are not ready for the NFL, sure. because of this high school and college philosophy, the way it's going now. So it's a different world, definitely.
What was that jump like going from high school to playing at Youngstown State? Because, you know, Youngstown State's 1AA, but, I mean, that might as well have back then, that may as well have just been a Division I team, because they were so incredibly successful year in, year out. What was that whole process like? Was it like just jumping into a totally different world?
Well, once you get to college, everybody's good. It's not like when you play somebody in high school, they might have one or two good players, but once you get to college, everybody's there for a reason, and everybody's good.
You noticed that the second you stepped onto the field in practice? Did it take a couple practices to realize that?
Well, once you got there, you knew. Like, once you stepped on the practice field, you knew. But the thing about that is, 1AA at the time, you know, Youngstown State, you know, a lot of those players, if they was, you know, an inch or two taller or, you know, 10, 15 pounds heavier, they would have been at a bigger school. So it wasn't like they wasn't good enough to play at a higher level. They just didn't have the size, or maybe they was a – maybe didn't have the size or the speed, but, you know, they were still great football players. I mean, they recruited Florida. I mean, I played with people from all over. So, well, they was great football players.
Well, we've got one more question for you, and you've got time to narrow this down here over the next couple of weeks, but you have your speech ready? You know what you're going to say when they call you up on stage?
Let me tell you, when I got the call, and they told me to get my speech together. So I went over to my laptop, and over the course of 3 or 4 days, I started typing. You know, so I was typing and typing and typing and typing. And when I looked down, I had over 3,400 words written down.
Wow.
And then 3 or 4 days later, I get a letter from the chair of the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame Committee, Tony Reeser, was like, you know, congratulations, you know, your speech should be 3 to 5 minutes long. I'm like, oh, man, I'm going to make some edits. So, yes, I do have my speech ready. I printed it out. Like I said, it was over 3,400 words. It's 13 pages. But I'm in the process of making revisions right now. So, if you come to the Hall of Fame ceremony on May 5th, you will hear my story.
Nice. Very nice. We'll see. That's why we wanted to have you on. We're not going to limit you to 13 pages or 3,400 words on here. We wanted to give you at least 10, 15 minutes to tell the story. Dwayne, this is a lot of fun having you in studio. Thank you so much for coming in, and congratulations on being inducted.
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you again. Dwayne Hawkins being inducted into the Elyria Sports Hall of Fame May 5th. That ceremony's not that far away. We're just a couple of weeks out.